Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present The Royal Correspondent, a novel by Alexandra Joel, performed by Caroline Lee.
Men don't like hard case girl reporters. The Journalist's Craft, Lindsay Revel and Colin Roderick, eds, 1965. Act boldly. Dorothea Brand, journalist, editor, and author, 1936. Prologue. London, the 4th of May, 1960. She gazed into the night from the limousine's window, her heart beating quickly. An immense grey stone wall loomed before her. At its centre was the legendary balcony she'd viewed in countless newsreels, featuring waving members of the world's most famous family. But this was real life, and she was about to breach Buckingham Palace, the official residence of Her Majesty Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom and her realms and territories. Leaning forward, she saw a uniformed policeman check the official crested card propped on top of the dashboard, then wave the sleek car through a pair of open gates, their gold-tipped metal railings glistening like spears in the bright beam of a brace of lights. She wished she could stop time, or at least that the chauffeur would slow the limousine, for she wanted to savour every moment of this extraordinary evening. But the car purred on, past Grenadier guards, still as waxwork models in their red coats and improbably tall black bearskin hats, then glided beneath an archway, before drawing to a halt in a large inner courtyard. With a quiver of excitement, she gathered the billowing skirts of her ice-blue chiffon ball gown, as a footman wearing a scarlet and gold coat, black stockings and knee breeches sprang forward and opened the car door. After following the directions of several other similarly attired attendants, she made her way towards a marble staircase adorned with a wide ribbon of rich ruby carpet. Pausing, she steadied herself, placed one white-gloved hand on the gilt balustrade, and, with what she hoped might be taken for the poise of a princess, swept up the stairs. Another liveried servant, clad in 18th-century dress, met her at the entrance to the ballroom. "Good evening," he said with a polite half-bow. "Are you quite ready, ma'am?" She straightened her bare, lightly tanned shoulders. "Ready as I'll ever be." Having first glanced briefly at the embossed entree card, the man announced her in a booming voice, "Miss Blaze Hill." Only then did her stomach begin to flutter. Who was Blaze Hill? An intruder, about to push her way into a place where she had no right to be. "Get a grip, Blazy," she told herself as she entered a room of astonishing grandeur. Using the skills that were by now second nature, she began to methodically observe the details of the sumptuous decor and the appearance of the guests. After all, despite her crystal earrings and exquisite gown, she had not come to Buckingham Palace this evening to be entertained, but to work. Her eyes flickered up to the soaring gold and white ceiling, from which hung six great chandeliers topped by shimmering cut-glass crowns. She noted the profusion of crimson roses spilling from classical urns, the velvet-draped triumphal arch framed by a pair of winged sphinxes, the gilded organ, the fluted columns, the ornate panelled walls. Women in sparkling tiaras and jewel-coloured ball gowns strolled by on the arms of debonair men sporting white bow ties and black tailcoats, their images multiplied by the mirrored doors. Some of the guests sipped champagne. Others chatted together with the easy familiarity of old friends. The hum of their conversations mingled with the sound of lilting music. There was the occasional exuberant exclamation or peal of laughter. Suddenly, Blaze's earlier discomfort returned. The glamorous people, the opulent surroundings, all were foreign, entirely beyond her own experience.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?